Republicans and Democrats spend a lot of money recruiting candidates and training the people who run political campaigns. This weekend in Racine, Green Party members from around the Great Lakes are paying about $50 apiece to attend workshops on how to run for office, fundraise, boost voter turnout, and work with the news media. National Green Party official Yusha Robinson says there's some incentive for would-be Green politicians to sharpen their campaign skills.
In November 2003, we had over 500 candidates around the country, and we did win 20% of the races that we ran in. So definitely, I think it's a matter of developing the message and getting it out accurately and efficiently, not taking corporate contributions.
Almost all of the Green Party victories in the U.S. have been in local elections. Racine Common Council member Pete Karras is one of a few elected Greens in Wisconsin. Some Democrats continue to look down on the Greens in fear that in three-way contests, the Green Party may actually help more Republicans get elected. But Robinson says that fear is overstated.
A lot of Greens were never part of the Democratic Party, so they can't really go back to it. Green Party members are very committed, for the most part, to building a third party, an alternative to the Democrats.
The Green Party held its first national campaign school in 2002 and its first regional one in Oregon 2 months ago. There are plans to hold three more candidate schools around the country over the next few months. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.